This is my chosen son. Listen to him. One of the most common questions that we priests get is, why do we choose to become priests? Why do we choose to become a priest? And most often we answer, we got a call from God. And of course, the next question that they will ask, how did you get this call from God? And jokingly we said, oh, by text, by phone, by email, and now by Facebook or Snapchat. But kidding aside, before I give you the usual answer that we give, let us look, or I need to explain, the difference between hearing and listening. Hearing and listening. So some says, hearing is the act to perceive the sound or noise. So it is one of our senses that helps us to receive the sound or noises. And in listening, is something we consciously choose to do. So we consciously choose to do. And it's one skill to understand and to interpret the sound, which most of the time carries a message or a command. Others says hearing is through the ear, but listening is through the heart. At home, for instance, when our mom wake us up in the morning, do we hear them or do we listen to them? And sometimes, yes, and then mom will repeat, wake up. Yes, mom. And then mom will say, did you hear me? Yes, I hear you. But we don't listen. We don't listen. Or something else. Our parents might want to command us to do something. But do we hear them or do we listen to them? Most often than not, we only hear them. The same thing at school. Our teacher will give us the lesson for the day. Do we hear them or do we listen to them? But most of the time we only hear them and chat with our friends and do something else. At the Mass. During the homily. Do we hear the priest or do we listen to the priest? Or sometimes, I hope the priest give us a short homily today. Do we hear them or do we listen to them? It is so important and vital to know the difference between hearing and listening. To differentiate sound or noise from intellectual, hopefully intellectual, wisdom. So to answer the question, how did we get this call from God? We listen to God's voice in silence. We listen to the silence of our hearts. Because in silence, we hear clearly His voice and listen to His command or will. This is the reason why God always reminds us, by listening to His voice, we should not harden our heart so we could hear Him. Today in the Gospel, it reveals to us another truth, the divinity of Christ Jesus. Jesus took Peter, John, and James up to the mountain to pray in silence. To pray in silence. And at first the apostles were overcome by sleep because of the silence. They heard nothing but silence, but in that silence, their hearts were awakened by the glory of God and saw the wonder and the beauty of the revealed truth, the transfiguration, the divinity of Christ Jesus. That in their silence, they clearly heard the voice of God coming from the cloud saying, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him. Listen to him." Now, may I ask you, have you listened to God's voice lately? Can you hear his voice? Maybe it is time, my brothers and sisters, my friends, that in this season of Lent, we take some time to be silent, avoiding the noise of this world, and listen carefully to the voice of God in the silence of our hearts. Because it is only in silence God speaks to us. It is only in silence God speaks to us. And as we listen to Him, may He transform our hearts and minds, purifying it for us to truly understand His will and His plan for us and for our family as well. And in our listening to Him, may we not fall asleep, but attentively be mindful of His message to us.